愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
如果我们常常在很注意新闻的报道，我们就知道经济情况不是很好。
If we're aware of the current events, we know that the economic condition is not very good right now.
那接下去的问题就会想到我们的生活问题。
And then we will also think about our own livelihood.
因为如果经济不好大概就会裁员。
And because if the economy is bad, then there will be layoffs.
那如果一个家庭是只有单一的收入，我们就觉得威胁很大。
And if a family only has a single source of income, then we'll find a great threat.
特别进了三四十岁以后，有房子贷款，有小孩子要养。
Especially when you're in your 30s and 40s, you have a mortgage and maybe children to raise.
那被解雇了，这个是一个很大的威胁。
And this, and being laid off is a very big threat.
所以有的人就在公司很认真的上班。
And so some people will work very hard on their job.
希望能够有更好的表现，把工作保得住。
And they hope to have good performance so that they can keep their job.
那除了这样之外，到底有没有其他的方法让我们生活没有挂虑？
And aside from this, is there any other way so that we will not have worries in life?
除了自己的努力之外，到底有没有其他方法？
Aside from our own efforts, is there any other way?
如果我们看圣经，是有其他的方法。
If you look at the Bible, there is another way.
我们看创世纪的二十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪的二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
十四节。
Verse 14. Verse 14, so Abraham called the place the Lord will provide, and to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided.
这里亚伯拉罕给他献祭的地方取一个名字。
And here Abraham named the place of his sacrifice.
叫做耶和华以勒。
And he called it, the Lord will provide.
换出来就是神必预备。
And it translates to the Lord will provide.
所以有时候我们也常常用这一句话来安慰人啊，不要烦恼了，神必预备。
So sometimes we'll comfort other people with these words, the Lord will provide.
事实上也有很多的信徒有这个体验，真的神必预备。
And in reality, many of our believers have this experience that the Lord will provide.
所以不要为生活忧虑太多。
And so we don't need to worry too much about life.
但是十四节的最后一句也很有意思。
But in the latter part of verse 14 is also very interesting.
说一直到今天人还说在神的山上必有预备。
And it says, and to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided.
所以这个神必预备有一个条件。
So there is a requirement for the Lord to provide.
不是我们躺在床上起来，神必预备，哇，一个饼在那里啊。
And it's not that we're just lying in bed and when we wake up, there'll be a piece of bread waiting for us.
天天去度假回来，忽然间一个公司打电话来说，我要请你上班。
And we could or that we go on vacation every day and one day you come home and a company calls to hire you.
这个神必预备不是这个意思。
This is not what the Lord will provide means.
十四节说，最后是说，在神的山必有预备。
And in verse 14, the latter part says, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided.
所以这个我们要体会到这一句话，就是要上到神的山，那你就发现神必预备。
And so in order to experience this, we must go onto the mountain of the Lord to experience the Lord will provide.
那现在我们就在想，什么叫做上神的山？
So now we think to ourselves, what does it mean to go onto the mountain of the Lord?
这个上神的山呢，就是亚伯拉罕对神的要求的一个回应。
And to go onto the mountain of the Lord is a response from Abraham to the calling of the Lord.
那亚伯兰对神有这个回应之后，神就给他另外一个回应。
And when Abraham had this response, the Lord gave him another response.
这个回应就是神必预备。
And this response is the Lord will provide.
所以这个神必预备是神人跟神这个互动的一个结果。
And so the Lord provide is a result of the interaction between man and God.
不是说你躺在床上睡一睡起来神必预备。
It's not that you just lie in bed and sleep and when you wake up, the Lord will provide.
我们要对神的要求有一个回应。
We must have a response to the request of the Lord.
那神就会对我们的回应有新的回应。
Then the Lord will also respond to our response.
所以这个是活的，在活生生的互动当中体验出来的。
So this is a lively interaction.
那到底神要求亚伯兰什么？
So what did the Lord ask of Abraham?
第二节
Verse 2.
神说你带着你的儿子，你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒往摩利亚地去，我在那里要指示你的山当，把它献为燔祭。
In verse 2, then God said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about.
这是一个很高的要求。
And this is a very difficult request.
第一个是你的儿子。
First is, it is your son.
要献别人的儿子，这不困难。
It's not hard to sacrifice other people's son.
所以我们常常有时候会听人在讲，啊，某某孩子，某某人的孩子，就，啊，这个应该要教会很欠工人的，应该去当传道。
And we often hear some people say that so and so's son, because the church is lacking workers, they should go and become a preacher.
但是我们就比较少人听到说啊，我的孩子好像很适合，我要鼓励他去。
And but we rarely hear people say, my son is can do this job, he should do it.
所以要献别人的孩子很简单的。
So it's very easy to sacrifice other people's son.
那这特别说是你独生的儿子。
And here it says your only son.
啊，独生就是你献的就没有了。
And this means that after you sacrifice him, you'll have nothing.
啊，如果你有两个，献一个，还有一个。
If you have two and you have sacrificed one, you still have one left.
如果只有一个，献的就没有了。
But if this is your only son, after you sacrifice him, you will have nothing.
所以这个是一个很难的决定。
So this is a very difficult decision.
那第三个是你所爱的。
And third is whom you love.
这是跟你的心连在一起的。
This is one that is connected to your heart.
这个就是神对他的要求。
This is a request from the Lord.
那神什么都有，为什么偏偏要叫亚伯兰把独生儿子献给他呢？
And God has everything. Why did he ask Abraham to sacrifice his only son?
难道神还需要多一个以撒吗？
Does God need another Isaac?
当然不是。
It is not so.
所以第一节说神要试验亚伯拉。
So verse 1 says God wanted to test Abraham.
要试验什么？
What does he want to test him about?
我们看亚伯兰献了以后他怎么讲。
And let's see after Abraham made the sacrifice, what did the Lord say?
我们看第十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
天使说你不可在这个童子身上下手，不可害他，我现在知道你敬畏神啊，因为你没有将你的独生儿子留下不给我。
And says, do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
所以这个第一节说神要试验亚伯兰，试验什么？
And so verse 1 says, God wanted to test Abraham. What did he want to test?
试验看亚伯兰有没有敬畏神。
He wanted to test whether or not he feared God.
有时候我们常常觉得我很敬畏神啊。
And sometimes we feel that we fear God.
你看十诫我没有一条没有做。
We will say that we have obeyed all the Ten Commandments.
不要杀人，我没有杀人。
And I have not murdered.
不要犯奸淫，我没有犯奸淫。
I have not committed adultery.
你不要偷拿，我没有偷拿。
Do not steal. I have not stolen anything.
敬畏神，我已经人类要不可拜偶像，我也没有。
And I fear the Lord. I do not worship idols.
当然，这是敬畏神的表现。
And this is manifestation of fearing the Lord.
敬畏神就是远离恶事。
And to fear the Lord is to depart from evil.
但是敬畏神还有另外一个层面。
But there is another level to fearing the Lord.
敬畏神就是对神讲的话有分量。
And to fear the Lord is to take the words of the Lord with certain emphasis and weight.
不是把神的话当建议，神的话参考了。
And we do not take the words of the Lord as a reference or a recommendation.
我喜欢我就做，我不喜欢我就不做。
If I like it, I'll do it. If I don't like it, I won't do it.
我方便我就做，我不方便我就不做。
If it's convenient for me, I'll do it. If it's not convenient, then I won't.
那我做不做，决定在我。
Whether or not I do this, the decision is on me.
我方便不方便，我喜欢不喜欢。
Whether or not it's convenient for me or whether or not I like this.
那这样我就比神还大了。
And if this is so, then I am greater than God.
那敬畏神就是说神比我大。
And to fear the Lord means that God is greater than you.
所以神讲的话对我就是命令。
And so whatever the Lord says to me, it is a command.
除非我做不到，我做得到，我要尽量去做。
And unless I can't do it, then or else I will always do it.
因为这是神给我的命令。
Because this is a command from the Lord.
那这样的话，如果我们用这种态度来对待神。
If we use this kind of attitude towards God,
神的回应就是他一定会预备。
then the response of the Lord is that he will provide.
啊, 举几个例子来说。
And if we take an example,
比方说奉献十一捐,
for example, an offering tithe,
这个不是建议。
This is not a recommendation.
我看我们Garden Group奉献应该精神不错了。
I believe that the Garden Group Church has a good spirit in offering.
我现管也不少。
And we have a lot of cash.
所以我讲这个不是为教会的需要在讲的。
And so I say this not for the need of the church.
是为着每个人能够得福气讲的。
But it's so that everyone can be blessed.
这个奉献十一捐不是建议。
And offering tithe is not a recommendation.
这是诫命。
This is a commandment.
为什么?
Why is this?
因为这是对神的一种感恩。
Because this is the thanksgiving towards God.
那如果我们把这个当作很重要。
And if we see this as very important.
其实我们献十一捐你还有90%。
And after you offer your tithe, you still have 90% left.
但是这里是献独生子是100%。
But here in offering the Son, this is 100%.
所以如果我们出于敬畏神还有感谢的心，把神的东西就归给神。
And so out of fearing the Lord and a heart of thanksgiving, we give what belongs to the Lord to the Lord.
圣经这样记载，很多人的体验也是这样，神必预备。
And the Bible records it as so, and many people also experience this, the Lord will provide.
神的回应是丰丰富富，充充满满。And
the response of the Lord will be abundant.
好，还有时间上的安排。And
also in arranging your time.
我们在下个月开始会有灵恩布道会。And
next month we'll have the spiritual convocation.
这个是我们半年来最重要一次的圣工。And
this is the most important holy work out of every 6 months.
教会就是我们的家。And
the church is our home.
当然这是神的家，就是我们的家。And
this is the house of the Lord, and it's also our house.
有时候我们常常发现我们怎么在照顾我们的家庭。And
sometimes we'll look at how we take care of our family.
你不管再忙，小孩子生病，一定会请假一天的。
And no matter how busy you are, if your child is sick, you will take a day off.
那有时候我们很重要的，要办身份的，什么什么约谈的，你也会请假一天。
And sometimes if you have an important interview, you also take a day off.
有时候水管坏掉了，谁要来修理，有时候你会请假半天。
And sometimes if something's broken in your house, you will take a half day off to ask someone to fix it.
所以有的丈夫有全时间的工作，有的太太就去找一个半职的，这样比较有活动的时间来照顾家庭。
And so some husbands, they have a full-time job, and the wife will have a part-time job so they can take care of the family.
那今天这个神的家在办这个最重要的灵恩布道会。
And so today in the house of God, we have the most important spiritual convocation.
那就是这个也对我们一个考验的。
And this is also a test for us.
就是这一件事情在我们生活中的分量有多大。
And that is how important is this event in our life.
如果这一件事情的分量很重,
And if this event has great importance,
除非我们真的没有办法安排时间, 这神可以了解的。
And so unless we truly cannot make the time,
不然的话，我们尽量安排时间来参加。
We also will try our best to make the time to attend.
我们灵恩布道会是联会是三天。
And our spiritual convocation is 3 days.
5、6日。
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
所以这个礼拜五这一天呢，尽量安排。这个就是代表我们能不能奉献。
And so to arrange the Friday to come and attend, this represents how much we're able to sacrifice.
其实一年两次的灵恩布道会。
And we have the spiritual convocation twice a year.
如果每个礼拜五我们都来参加，一年两天，我们真正的牺牲是两天。
And if you attend both the spiritual convocation on Friday, then you have sacrificed 2 days out of the year.
那其他礼拜六本来我们就是休息的。
And on Saturday, we already have a day off.
所以当我们在想神要亚伯兰献独生子。
So when we see that God wanted Abraham to offer his only son.
那今天到底对我什么意思?
And today, what does this mean to us?
就是奉献我们的时间。
That is to offer our time.
那我们在公司里面呢，一般公司都有几个礼拜的假期。 如果做久一点。
And in our job, we often have vacation days.
但是这个两天也不是全部。
And these 2 days is not all of it.
但是他奉献独生子是全部的。
But Abraham offering his only son, he offered all of it.
有时候我们也很爱我们自己的假期啊，那工作很辛苦，希望安排到哪个地方去稍微轻松一下。
And sometimes we also treasure our vacation. We want to use it to take a day off.
但是就是在我们奉献的这件事情上来表达，对神表达说，神啊，你的话真的，你的家真的很重要。
but in our sacrifice, we can express how important the house of God is to us.
那这样神对我们的回应啊，就是神必预备。
Then the response of the Lord will be the Lord will provide.
那神必预备，预备什么？
But what will the Lord provide?
好，我们现在来看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
以撒对他父亲说：“亚伯拉啊，对父亲亚伯兰说，父亲啊。”亚伯兰回答：“我儿在这里。”说看火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？这小孩子问这个问题也很合理的。
And it's very reasonable for Isaac to ask this question.
你看柴我背在身上，火你拿着。
He says, "I'm carrying the wood, and you are carrying the fire."
但是那羊羔在哪里呢
？But where's the lamb for burnt offering?
亚伯兰回答第八节。
And Abraham answering verse 8.
神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
And God will provide the lamb for the burnt offering.
这是信心的一条道路。
And this is a journey of faith.
为什么走三天？
Why did they walk for 3 days?
三天让他思考。
3 days for him to think.
我这个决定不是一次的感情冲动。
And this decision is not an emotional decision.
这个决定是经过理性的思考的一个决定。
And this decision was made with reason.
你随时都可以回头。
And you could turn back any time.
所以亚伯兰这个回答是一个很信心的回答。
And so the response of Abraham is a response of faith.
神会预备。
God will provide.
你走到了，你就可以看到。
Once you reach there, then you will see it.
真的，他们到了摩利亚山上。
And when they arrive at Mount Moriah,
要献的时候就发现一头羔羊就卡在那里。
And when they were offering the sacrifice, they saw a ram that was stuck.
所以当我们真的凭着信心向神奉献的时候，你就发现很多很奇妙的事情发生。
And so if we offer with our faith, then you will see many miraculous things happen.
有一个弟兄他毕业以后因为照美国的法律大概能够有实习一年在美国。
And there was a brother, according to the law of the United States, he could practical training for 1 year.
他找了工作找来找去都找不到。
And he was not able to find a job, no matter how hard he tried.
钱已经快用完了。
And he was about to exhaust all of his money.
他保留最后一笔钱就是买单程的机票再找不到就回故乡去了。
And he saved the last of his savings for a one-way ticket to go back home.
既然找不到有一个地方在联恩会他就不找了去参加联恩会。
And because he was not having any success in finding a job, so he went to attend a spiritual convocation.
我就认真了那个礼拜他就不想了就是在那里参加联恩会帮忙圣工。
And for that week, he put down everything he was thinking about and just concentrated on the spiritual convocation.
这个叫做亚伯兰的信心。
And this is the faith of Abraham.
神必预备。
God will provide.
你就奉献吧，把这一段时间献给神，因为这个是灵恩布道会。
And you should just offer this time to the Lord.
你要上到山上，要上到上面。
You need to go up into the mountain.
你真的用行动奉献。
And to use your actions to offer a sacrifice.
那就看到羔羊了。
Then you will see the ram.
所以那个礼拜他什么也没有烦恼，就是灵恩布道会。
So for that week, he didn't worry about anything, just attended the spiritual convocation.
他回去以后，第二天。就好几个公司打电话给他。
And the second day after return, many companies called him.
这个都是发生在美国信徒身上的恩典。
And these are all the blessings that happen to the believers in the United States.
所以在我们经济很差的一个时光，怎么能够保住我们的工作？
And so in the time of this difficult economy, how can we keep our job?
除了我们努力上班之外。
Aside from ourselves putting in the effort.
要爬到摩利亚山。
We must climb onto Mount Moriah.
把神对我们的要求用敬畏的心把它做好。
And to complete the request of the Lord with a heart of fear.
那你就会发现神的恩典就在上面预备等待我们。
Then you will find that the grace of the Lord will be waiting for you on this mountain.
这是第一个例子，神必预备。
And this is the first example of the Lord will provide.
好，我们现在看列王记上十七章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 17.
这是第二个神必预备。
This is the second instance of the Lord will provide.
所以神必预备不只是旧约有，新约也有。
So not only does the Lord provide in the Old Testament, but He also provides in the New Testament.
我们看第八节、第九节。
Let's read verse 8 and verse 9. 请读。And verse 8, then the word of the Lord came to him. Verse 9, go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have commanded a widow in the place to supply you with food.
这里神对以利亚讲一个非常独特的一个指示。
And here the Lord gave Elijah a very special instruction.
说 你到撒勒法那里啊，我吩咐寡妇来供养你。
And he said, go to Zarephath, I have commanded a widow to supply you with food.
那个时候是饥荒啊。
At that time it was a famine.
可能这个寡妇的先生也饿死了。
And perhaps the husband of this widow have died of hunger.
所以粮食非常的缺乏。
So food was in short supply.
那神不是说你到撒勒法那里啊，西顿那里，我叫一个这个财主来供养你。
And God did not say, go to Zarephath, I have commanded a wealthy man to supply you with food.
神说我叫寡妇来供养你。
But the Lord said, I have commanded a widow to supply you with food.
这个真的是人没有办法了解的。
And this is something that we cannot understand.
寡妇来养以利亚。
A widow will provide for Elijah.
这个怎么可能呢？
How could this be?
第一个，她寡妇，她也没有谋生的能力。
And first of all, this is a widow. She does not have the skills of livelihood herself.
啊，结果以利亚真的就去了。
And so Elijah went.
所以在下面一节说，一个寡妇在捡柴。
And in the next verse, it says a widow was up gathering sticks.
那这个以利亚就跟她讲话。
And so Elijah talked to her.
我们看13:12.
Let's read verse 12.
我知道永生的神启示，我没有饼，我坛内只有一点面啊，瓶里只有一点油。我现在找两根柴回家和我儿子做，我们吃了就死了。
In verse 12, as surely as the Lord your God lives, she replied, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die.
这个寡妇已经活到人生最后的一个尽头。
And this widow is already at the, ends of her life.
她只剩下最后一点面和最后一点油。
And she only had a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil left.
所以以利亚去找她的时候，她正好要做一个面啊，面一个饼，她跟她的儿子吃了就等死了。
So when Elijah found her, she was about to make bread for herself and her son so that they may eat and die.
这是她人生的危机。
And this is the catastrophe of her life.
但是因为以利亚去，变成她生命的转机。
But because of Elijah and his appearance, this became the turning point of her life.
但是这个转机是有条件的。
But this turning point has a requirement.
以利亚说，你只把，我们看13节。
Let's read verse 13.
以利亚说，不要怕。
Elijah said to her, don't be afraid.
为什么不要怕？
Why shouldn't she be afraid?
因为他这个要求可能会让他害怕。
Because his request may make her afraid.
照你说做，先为我做一点小饼拿来给我吃，然后为你跟你的儿子做饼。
And go home and do as you said, but first make a small cake for me and from what you have and bring it to me. Then make something for yourself and your son.
所以为什么要讲不要怕？
And why does he say don't be afraid?
因为这最后一点做给你吃，我就饿死了。
Because the last bit of flour she has left, if she made a bread for him. Then she would die of hunger.
那以利亚说不要怕。
But Elijah said, "Don't be afraid."
为什么不要怕？
Why shouldn't she be afraid?
当你做给我吃的时候，神的恩典就临到。
When you make the bread for me, then the grace of the Lord will come to you.
因为我是神派来的。
Because I have been sent by the Lord.
神要你来养我。
The Lord wanted you to provide for me.
所以十四节。
So verse 14.
因为耶和华以色列的神如此说：坛内的面必不减少，瓶里的油也不缺乏， yeah. 直到神使雨降在地上。
For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says: The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord gives rain on the land.
所以你先这个有一个先后不是你先吃饱剩下拿给我。
So there is a order here.
不是说寡妇你先吃饱剩下拿一点给我。
It's not that of eat yourself first and then give me what's left over.
你先给我。
You must give it to me first.
然后神的恩典就跟着来。
And then the grace of the Lord will come to you.
面粉不会减少，油不会减少，所以你可以活到饥荒的日子。
And the flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run out until the end of the famine.
如果这个寡妇她说我只剩下最后一点面了，我不管你了。
And if this widow said, "This is the last bit of flour I have left," I don't care about you.
我就跟孩子吃的等死，她真的就死了。
And I will eat of it and with my son and die, then she will truly die.
因为没有恩典就死了。
Because there is no grace and blessing, so she will die.
她现在凭着对这个以利亚的信讲的话有信心，她就去做。
And because she had faith in what Elijah had said, so she did according to what he said.
所以15节, 妇人就照以利亚的话去行。
In verse 15, she went away and did as Elijah has told her.
结果, 她家中的人, 不止她家中的人, 以利亚吃了许多的日子。
And so there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family.
16节,
verse 16,
坛内的面果然不少, 瓶里的油也不缺少。
And the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry.
所以有时候我们常常发现哦, 生活会缺乏。
And so sometimes we'll find our life are lacking.
所以我们就拥有资源真的很少。
And so we'll have very few resources.
因此我们人会很节俭地来用钱, 这都是好的。
And so we'll use things very sparingly and conservatively. This is very good.
但是有一部分的钱呢, 你不能捡。
But there's a part, there's a portion of money that you cannot save.
就是行善。
And that is to do good.
凭着信心要行善。
And you must do good with your faith.
因为施比受更有福。
Because it is more blessed to give than to receive.
你看这个寡妇啊, 她能够行善, 付出去, 结果得到的远远超过100倍, 她所付出去的。
And because this woman was willing to give so that she was able to receive 100 times more than what she gave.
所以就在她付出去做一块饼给以利亚吃的时候, 我们就发现神必预备。
And so when she offered her flowers to make the bread for Elijah, we will find that, that God will provide.
所以在哥林多后书这样说,
so in 2 Corinthians it says,
我们来看哥林多后书,
let's turn to 2 Corinthians
第八章,
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
第九章第六节,
chapter 9 verse 6. Chapter 9 verse 6. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
第七节,
in verse 7, each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
第八节,
in verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things at all times, having all you need, you will abound in every good work.
这里说少种的少收,多种的多收。
And here it says, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will reap generously.
当然没有种的就没有收。
And those who do not sow will not reap anything.
那这个种是什么?
And what does it mean to sow?
就是下面一节。
And this is the next verse.
捐得乐意是神所喜爱的。
And a person who, and God loves a cheerful giver.
也就是说行善。
And that is to do good.
这是神所喜悦的。
This is what God loves.
所以付出越多会得到越多。
So the more you give, the more you will receive.
那神会给我们更多, 使我们有更多来付出。
So that God will give us even more, so that we can give even more.
这个是一种, 很难了解的道理。
And this is something that is very difficult to understand.
但是这是很容易体验的道理。
But this is something that is very easy to experience.
所以, 我们要怎么体会神必预备?
So how do we experience the Lord will provide?
你就从今年开始啊, 你预备一部分钱啊, 来行善。
From the, this point on, if you save aside a portion of your money to do good,
你试着看看啊, 我们今年预备一部分钱, 不是要奉献, 就是要行善。
And if you save a portion of your money for offering or to do good,
今年年底来结算, 我们的财政会不会减少?
Then calculate, at the end of the year, whether or not your money had decreased,
不会减少,
it will not decrease.
这真的很奇妙,
and this is very miraculous.
但这需要信心,
but this requires faith.
我们所拜的神真的是活的神,
or the God we worship is a living God.
如果我们有信心, 跟我们圣经的道理能够配合,
if we have the faith and be and also follow the truth in the Bible,
神的话就是活的,
then the words of the words of God will be alive.
我们就可以体验到,
then we'll be able to experience it.
这是第二个,
this is the second instance of the Lord will provide.
这个沙勒瓦, 沙勒法这寡妇的家,
this is in the house of the widow of Zarephath.
第三个,
in the third,
我们现在看约翰福音,
turn to the book of John.
约翰福音的, 第六章,
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章,
John chapter 6.
第五节,
chapter 6, verse 5. In verse 5, when Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?
这里啊，说有差不多5000个人啊，在那里听主耶稣讲道理。
And here it says there are 5,000 people who came to listen to the Lord Jesus speak.
结果天黑了。
And then the night came.
其实主耶稣很怜悯他们生活的需要。
And the Lord Jesus was very compassionate towards their needs.
那他们既然听道理听了这么晚了，不能让肚子回去啊。
And they have heard the words of until so late, we cannot let them go back with a hungry stomach.
那一定要给他吃饱再回去啊。
We need to let them eat before we send them home.
耶稣怜悯我们，会看顾我们生活的需要。
And the Lord Jesus will have compassion on us and look after our needs.
啊，他就对门徒说，哦，哦。
And so he says to the disciple,
可不可以准备东西给他们吃
？Can we prepare food for them to eat?
啊，那。腓力怎么回答
？What did Philip answer him？
第七节
，Verse 7。
他说：“就是有20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也不够的。
”And it says, "20 shekels of silver will not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite."
你要去哪里买呢
？And where will you buy all these food？
这么多，你要去哪里准备呢
？There's so many people. How can we prepare this much food？
这是不够的。
This is not enough.
第六节
，Verse 6。
耶稣说这个话要试验腓力，他知道自己要怎么想。
And he said, he asked this only to test Philip, for he already know what he was going to do.
所以这五千个人肚子饿，其实主耶稣是有办法把他让他们吃饱。
So with these 5,000 hungry people, the Lord Jesus had a way to feed them.
但是主耶稣的方法有时候太简单了，你们从来想不到。
But the way of the Lord Jesus sometimes so simple, you will not be able to think of it.
那这个腓力想的办法太困难，人做不来。
And the way that Philip thought of was too difficult for man to do.
所以我们人神要解决问题，有时候想的太困难了。
And so sometimes for man to resolve a problem, sometimes they would think of too hard of a conclusion.
神的旨意啊，其实有时候很简单了。
So sometimes the will of the Lord is very simple.
我们看第八节跟第九节。
Let's read verse 8 and verse 9.
安德烈对主耶稣说。有一个孩子带着5个饼2条鱼来。
And Andrew spoke up, here's a boy with 5 small loaves and 2 small fish.
这个就是这个小孩子能够奉献的。
And this is what this boy was able to offer.
5个饼2个鱼啊，这个大概小孩子吃刚好吧。
And 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish is probably enough for a boy.
但是我们看这五千个人呢，就因为这样吃饱了。
And if you look at this, these 5,000 people were fed because of this.
所以13节说吃的还剩下，还装满12个篮子。
In verse 13, it says that they ate and were filled, and they also filled 12 baskets with the pieces left over.
所以有的人就讲说其实那个带饼的应该不只是这个小孩子。
And so some people would say that perhaps more than this boy had brought bread.
怎么有5000个人只有这个小孩子带饼，一定其他人也有带。
And how could it be that there's 5,000 people, but only the small boy brought his own food?
但是就这个小孩子比较单纯啊。
But only this boy was simple-minded.
他就把它拿出来。
So he took his bread.
那其他人就比较聪明，这个饼留着啊。
And other people
肚子饿了吃一点。
And other people were more wise, so they saved their own food.
但是这个小孩子这个单纯啊，就变成恩典的来源。
But the simple-mindedness of this boy became the source of blessing.
如果大家都跟大人这么聪明，为着自己的好处抓紧紧的，什么成绩也没有。
And if everyone were like the adults and held on to what they had, then there would not be a miracle.
那他很单纯，大家肚子饿，我只有五个饼嘛，一人吃一点好了。
And it was very simple-minded. He only had 5 pieces of bread, but he was willing to share.
就是因为这个小孩子的奉献，然后通过神的祝福。五千个人吃饱了。
And because of the offering of this boy and the blessing of the Lord, 5,000 people were fed.
这个就是神必预备。
And this is the Lord will provide.
有时候我们常常在想，我们的恩赐真的很小。
And sometimes we think to ourselves, our blessing is very small.
好像这5个饼2条鱼，我们怎么能够比以利亚？我们怎么能够比摩西？我们怎么能够比以利沙？
And our talents are like this 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. How can we compare it to Elijah or the great prophets?
所以有时候教会叫我们做圣工，我们就想我能做什么？
And so sometimes when the church asks us to do holy work, we'll think to ourselves, what can we do?
我不能做什么，我推得一干二净。
And there's nothing I can do, and so you excuse yourself from everything.
其实有时候真的很奇妙，你只要愿意奉献我们所有的一点点恩赐。
And if, sometimes very miraculous if you're willing to offer what little talents you have.
然后经过祷告，有主耶稣祝福运行，我们这个一点点呢，就能够造就很多人。
And through our own prayers and also the blessing of the Lord Jesus, then this little talent can do a lot.
我们以前在英国教会啊，英国教会是1970年末期开始的。
And the church in the United Kingdom was established in the late 70s.
那他们原来在亚洲都是捕鱼的。
And originally in Asia, they were all fishermen.
那因为我们知道捕鱼的他们教育水准也不是很高。
And we know that those the fishermen did not receive very high education.
所以他们刚开始要成立教会的时候。
So when they were first trying to establish the church.
又发现一个困难，谁能够领会。
They found a difficulty who can lead the sermons.
那就开始开讲习会。
So they started to hold workshops.
但是我们发现英国现在有很多的长子啊，包括弟兄姊妹讲得很好。
And we find that in the UK, there are many brothers and sisters and elders that can speak sermons very well.
为什么?
Why is this?
这个就是五个饼两条鱼。
This is the 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish.
他觉得说自己不够啊，接着把这一点拿出来迫切祷告，神给他就很多，吃饱了还能够剩下。
And they felt that this was not enough, so they offered it to the Lord, and they prayed, so the Lord was able to increase it and have leftovers.
所以恩赐越用越多。
So the more they use the talents, the more they have.
有时候我们在教会里面看到那个弟兄姊妹很会带慕道朋友。
And sometimes we see some brothers and sisters, they're very good at bringing the truth seekers.
那他们不是生来就很会带慕道朋友。
And they're not born this way.
有的本来也很内向。
And some people are very shy naturally.
不晓得怎么跟人讲。
And they don't know how to speak to other people.
但是他就是有一个心呢，我只有一点点，我就把它奉献吧。
But they have the heart that I only have a little bit, but I will offer it.
就从自己隔壁开始，或朋友开始这样传。
And they start to preach from the neighbors or the friends.
讲完就祷告。
And after they preach to them, they will pray.
祷告，神就降下来了。
And when they pray,
就5000个人吃饱。
When they pray, the Lord will come down to them, and 5,000 will be fed.
就是好多的恩典就降下来。
Then many blessings will come down.
我们在80年代有一对夫妻移民到南美。
In the 80s, there was a couple that moved, immigrated to South America.
那个时候他们一直觉得说好孤单哦，来个这个地方没有教会。
And at that time, they felt that it was very lonely for them that they didn't have a church there.
那过几年又回去了。
And after a few years, they went home.
90年代又来了。
In the 90s, they came back.
这次来他们就准备了。
And when they came back, they were prepared.
准备一些联合布道会的录音带。
And they prepare some spiritual convocation recordings.
礼拜六就自己听录音带。
On Sabbath, they will listen to the cassettes.
开始就打电话给他的朋友。
And then they will start to call their friends.
你要不要跟我们一起聚会？
To ask them to join the service with them.
他们恩赐就是一点点啊。
And they have only a little bit of talent.
他也不会讲道，所以他就听录音带。
So they were not able to speak the sermon, so they listened to the recordings.
但是他们是很认真祷告，神啊，我们已经要慕道朋友了，接下去就换你了。
But they prayed very earnestly, and then they said to the Lord, "We have brought the friends. Now it's up to you."
真的很奇妙嘞！有一段时间哦，那个朋友跟他们听录音带，跪下来祷告，没有人按手，就得圣灵。
And for a period of time, these friends listened to the cassettes with them, and when they knelt down to pray, no one laid hands on them, but they received the Holy Spirit.
所以3-4个月间呢，差不多有10个人得圣灵。
So in 3 or 4 months, about 10 people received the Holy Spirit.
没有人按手。
There was no people there to lay hands on them.
就是。做完工祷告神啊求你祝福
So after they completed the work they prayed and asked the Lord to bless them
所以后来就成立了祈祷所
And so they were able to establish a prayer house
所以不要想说我恩赐真的一点点我没有办法做什么
So do not think that you only have a little bit of talents and there's nothing much you can do
只要我们愿意拿出来
As long as you are willing to offer this
祷告求神祝福
And pray and ask the Lord to bless you
一点点恩赐也能够变成5000个人吃饱
This little bit of talents, we can also feed the 5,000.
所以我们所拜的神
So the God we worship
是很奇妙的神
is a miraculous God.
是从没有变成有的神
This is a God that can turn us nothing into something.
神必预备
The Lord will provide.
我们来唱诗
Let's sing hymn.
136